Hello, this submission is for Blind Cool Tech. My name is Rick Harmon, and I've listened to the bios and careers of several people here and thought it was really interesting, so I thought I'd give it a shot. I was born in 1963. I'm now 42 years old, be 43 this year. I was born premature, about 6 or 7 weeks, and I was born with a condition called ROP, which is retinopathy of prematurity. You don't hear about it quite as much anymore due to the fact that preemies' eyes are protected when they put them in the incubator and the oxygen. What used to happen was that premature babies, their eyes would get burnt, that the oxygen would harm their eyes. And what had happened to me is that my left eye had scar tissue damage inside and to the optic nerve, so it was left totally blind. My right eye had a lot of damage, but I was able to see out of it. When I was 9 years old, I had a retina detachment, and I spent most of that summer in and out of the hospital, flat on my back. I had 2 surgeries to reattach my retina. The first one was unsuccessful, but the second one ended up working. They placed some kind of a buckle into my eye, and it held my retina in place. I got into computers in 1980. And back then, we used IBM key punch machines. And I took a computer class, a vocational class at my high school. And I learned a language called COBOL. And we did everything on punched cards. After I graduated, I went to the University of Akron and attempted to get my computer science degree. And me in college didn't work out too good, so I went so far and then went to try to get an associate's degree, and went so far with that and I really didn't get anywhere. During that time, I had some home computers. I started out on what was called a VIC-20. It had a whole whopping 4K of memory. And then after that, I went to a Commodore 64, and then a Commodore 128, and then an Amiga computer. Each one of them had more memory and then more features and stuff. I got into PCs in the mid-80s. I started working on them, building them, troubleshooting, things like that. Started learning that in the mid-80s. In 1988, I got my first PC that I built from scratch. Had a whopping 64K of memory and a 3.5-inch floppy disk drive, and ran DOS. I started programming. I learned programming in college, learned some programming on my own. I was doing DOS program. I used to program in what was called DBase 3. It's a database language. In 1992, I finally landed a major computer job for a company called Louisiana Pacific. I worked out of their Weathersill division. And I was responsible for about 100 plus PCs over the state of Ohio, 8 different plants. I did programming, DOS programming. I did troubleshooting, you know, software troubleshooting, hardware troubleshooting, built computers, did their networking. Later on, as I worked there, I worked on their IBM System 36, and then later their IBM AS400, they were called mini computers. More powerful than a PC, but less powerful than a mainframe computer that you would see in big businesses. While I was working, my vision continued to deteriorate. I ended up with glaucoma in 1989, which damaged my eyes. And in 1994, I ended up having cataract surgery on my right eye. the surgery didn't go real well, and I continued to slowly lose my vision through 1998, which then I was let go from the company. They were bought by another company, that division, and were downsized, so I was let go. My vision was real bad then, and screen readers and stuff were really in their infancy. I had no way to be able to afford to buy one. I, at the time, looked at GW Micro's product and determined there was just no way in the world I could afford to buy that. So it was really hard for me to use a computer. I had to really play around a lot to use Windows. But then in 1999, I was able to have another surgery that more or less gave me pretty much normal vision in my right eye. Not normal, but, you know, to me it was great. It was about 20/80. But then I could, all of a sudden, I could use the computer and everything normally, you know, like a normal sighted person, you know, and it was great. Started to learn some Windows programming. In 2002, I was using a product called Borland Delphi. It's a Pascal language, a visual Pascal language. And I worked on that through about 2003. Was doing a pretty good job with it. Slowly learning how to, you know, do Windows programming. Windows programming is a lot different than DOS programming. And unfortunately, in late 2003, I began to have more vision problems. My vision more or less totally went at that point. I had some bleeding problems with my retina and some veins in my iris that were growing irregularly that caused my eye to bleed internally. I finally convinced the doctors in June of 2004 to attempt to do a surgery on the eye that, you know, hopefully would restore my vision. I had the surgery, and it did restore some vision, but I immediately developed complications in the eye, inflammation and problems that caused a lot more damage. I had sight for approximately 3 more months. Then by mid-September of 2004, I completely lost my vision again, and I've been blind ever since. At that point in 2004, I didn't have a screen reader. I was using Windows XP Professional. And I learned to use Narrator. I'm sure a lot of you are saying, oh God, not Narrator, but, you know, that's all I had. I knew of nothing else. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know anything really about the assistive technologies that were out there. At Christmas, a friend found me the IBM homepage reader. It was a web page reader that actually talked to you by IBM. So not anything like a screen reader. It wouldn't really read anything else on Windows, but it would allow you to get to web pages. It worked pretty good. It crashed a lot. I was always having crashing problems with it, but it did let me back online. And, you know, I was really, really happy because, you know, once again, I could, you know, I could get back online and do things. I called my rehab for my state, Ohio rehab, in January of 2005, and they started O&M training with me for using a cane. I've completed about 20 hours of mobility training. I can get around with a cane, but I'm not real, real good at it, and I'm scared to death to go anywhere outside without assistance. It's really been a problem for me, and I've been really having a hard time with it, but I've got the basics all down. At the same time, they provided me with JAWS 6 and OpenBook to read documents on a scanner. And at first, I couldn't stand Jaws. I hated Jaws. It was terrible. I didn't know the keystrokes. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. I couldn't figure out how to make it work. I got about 2 or 3 hours of training on it to get me going, and pretty much after that, the rest has been up to me. But over the last, oh, it's not quite a year yet. Won't be a year until May. But I've been slowly learning the intermediate and advanced features of JAWS, and I'm getting pretty good at it. I can maneuver around most applications, even applications that are not really accessible. I can use the JAWS cursors to fiddle around and get me where I need to be. So that's helped a lot, and I'm really able to do a lot more now than I was able to. And then I've been able through the places online to get some other assistive things, talking watches, talking clocks. The voice at all unit I demonstrated the other day in another post. So I'm doing pretty good. I would like to be able to do a lot more. I'm trying to learn scripting. I was a programmer when I could see. The scripting is kind of overwhelming. Just trying to listen to a text file speak through JAWS for hours and hours and hours gets very, very monotonous. Yeah, I'm sure you all know how that is. And I wish Freedom Scientific would produce some audio tutorials for scripting. I know all the programming basics, as far as if else, do while, things like that, loops, ifs, this, that's, whatevers. I know that stuff, but the JAWS commands, the functions and stuff for the reader are quite intricate to me, and I don't really know exactly where to start, how to determine how to design it to read a page or an application or whatever that's not accessible. I'm having a hard time with that. And currently, that's what I'm working on. And I've also downloaded Microsoft's Visual Studio 2005 Express package that is free, and it contains Microsoft Visual Basic and Microsoft Visual Web Designer and a couple other languages that are supposed to be accessible. I haven't yet put them on to see how they work, but I've been told they're supposedly accessible. So that's more or less my career slash bio. Thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you.